All right, you have your Bibles open to the book of Ephesians this morning. I'm just praying God to speak to our hearts this morning. This has been Family Month. By the way, next Sunday, we begin our July emphasis on a new vision. And the Lord said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in the Greek text, go, it really means this. It means as you're going. And so we're going to have a new vision in July of ongoing evangelism, reaching out. And we did this one time before, we kept a map, but we won't do a map this time. But I know many of you are going to be traveling. Some of you will, but you're going to different places. I want you to get some CDs at the back, get some tracks, and put those out. And then turn in a little paper to in the offering when you come in on Sunday, or you tell me personally, or tell Miss Trudy personally, that we went to South Carolina, we went to Kentucky, we went to Virginia, wherever, and we gave out some tracts or passed out some CDs or left CDs in truck stops. And as you're going, I want to remind you, as you're going, give out the gospel. I talked to my good friend, Brother Jimmy Fowler, this week, and Brother Jimmy, he keeps tracts with him all the time. He witnesses to everybody he can. And the one thing about COVID that's bothered Brother Jimmy more than anything else, he's 80-something years old now, he's the fact that he cannot get out and do much personal one-on-one visiting and witnessing to people. But you can do that by leaving CDs and leaving tracts in different places and putting them out. And so as you're traveling, I want to emphasize that you say, we have a certain day that we visit. No, every day. Every day as you're traveling, as you go, and that's how we get the gospel out to people. I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. Are you? I'm thankful I'm a part of the family of God. Notice what it says here in this book of Ephesians. I want to read to you Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. I'm going to read a good bit of scripture. I'll still be through by 12, and the Lord willing, somewhere close there about. But in chapter 3 of Ephesians, in verse number 13, I want to read this. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom the whole family of heaven and earth is named. He said we've got a family that's in heaven and in earth. Amen. And that we're part of that. And he's praying for them. And he said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you are able to ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ through all ages, world without end. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Now turn over to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. I'm glad I'm a part of that family. The family that's in heaven and the family that's in earth. The family in whom the Spirit of God dwells. The family that God was working through all the ages. I'm glad of that. And here in Ephesians, we have what's called the Hall of Fame of the Faithful. And this is a wonderful passage of Scripture. I want to begin reading this. And with verse 1, you follow with me closely because you know how I read. I might miss something. You follow. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made with things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before this his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. And without faith it's impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness of which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called out to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, and as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and with Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city whose foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sands of the sea shore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he hath received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, according that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. But by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped and leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come of years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed their firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, which the Egyptians essayed to do, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, and Samson, and Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promise, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, and escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong and waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised from life again, and others were tortured, not accepted deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, they were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens, in the caves of the earth. These all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, for God had provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I thank you that I'm part of the family of God. I want to thank you, our Father, for this family here, for our church family, Lord, that you blessed us to be a part of. Thank you, our Father, for the kingdom. Thank you, our Father, for our family. And I pray now the Holy Ghost of God would get amongst you. Lord, I pray you'd speak and not me. I pray, God, you'd encourage the heart of your people. And God, we leave here rejoicing that we're all part of the family of God. And this is not the end. God, this is just the beginning. Our Father, our day's coming. And Lord, I pray, God, the Holy Ghost of God to give of touch. I pray, God, for a man, a woman, boy, or girl in the building and the media audience that's not saved. I pray, God, they trust Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. God, I pray you'd speak to hearts, and I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure glad I'm part of the family of God. My daddy's name was Henry Clay Cashwell. My mama's name was Janie Colbert Cashwell. And I was born October the 5th, 1946. I have three brothers. One named Bruce is in heaven. He died before I was ever born with rheumatic fevers. A young boy, 13 years old, I believe mama said. My oldest brother living now is a good bit older than I am, and I'm 73. But he's a retired colonel from the Army and lives in Colonial Heights, Virginia. My sister, who's 6 years older than me, no, she's older than that, she's 10 years older than me, but she lives up in Tripit, Virginia. She loves the Lord, got a huge family. Many of her family's been here. And then my brother that lives in Roanoke Rapids, Howard, he's 7 years older than I am. I thank God for my family. I thank God for all of my family, earthly family. But I want you to know, I'm a member of a bigger family than that. I'm a member of the family of God, and I've just read to you some of your family tree. You ought to be shouting right now that you've got people in your family tree that live like that and walk like that. I want you to know, my dear friend, I'm part of the family of God. I'm part of a spiritual family that's much larger than my earthly family. I'm a member of that family that's blood bought, blood washed, and sealed by the blood. My family is multiracial. I have black brothers, I've got brown brothers, I've got yellow brothers, I've got red brothers, I've got white brothers in my family all across this world. I want you to know, my dear friend, that not only is it multiracial, but it's global. I've got family, and you've got family if you know the Lord. On every continent, you've got families in every city, in every town, in every village around this world. You're part of a big, big family. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of the redeemed. I'm glad I'm part of those who've been washed in the blood. I have not only a multiracial family, I have a global family, but I also have a heavenly family. I read to you about that a while ago, in heaven and in earth. They don't live in another state. They don't live in another country. They live in another world. They're on the other side. They passed the space station, and they went past the moon, and they went past the sun, and they went past the stars, and they live in a place called heaven. And my family's there, not just my earthly family that was saved, but all of my family that ever been redeemed, that know the Lord, all of those of my family, and they're all of your family, and thank God for that. My family's had every occupation just about that is to have in all the world. Through all the ages, you've had relatives that done almost everything. And Ashley's a doctor, veterinarian doctor, and her husband's going to be a PA. But we've got farmers, and we've got air conditioning people, and we've got lawyers in our church, and we've got accountants in our church, and we've got carpenters in our church, and we've got carpet men in our church, and we've got car salesmen in our church, amen, and all the things. But over all of history, your relatives, your family has had every job that could ever be imagined, and they did it all for the glory of God. They fed millions by farming. They've built houses for millions, and they've been faithful in nursing and doctoring and law providing for all these years. You're part of a big family. I am sure glad I'm part of the family of God. They've had every occupation. They've seen awesome things. I'm telling you, my family has seen we've got all kind of pictures. We take all these pictures we haven't developed, and we put them in a drawer. But you know, I've seen some things. I have seen some things, but I've got family members that have really seen some things. I've got family members that saw the Dead Sea open. They walked across on dry ground, turned around and saw the sea come back and drown all of Pharaoh's army. That's part of my crowd. That's part of your family. That was your family. You're part of that family, the family of God. We've got family members that saw the Jordan River stand up in a heap, and they went across and defeated and gained the promised land. That's part of your family. All those who were believers and all those who were sons of faith and daughters of faith, they're all part of your family. My family, dear friend, has slept with lions and not been bitten. They've spent the night in a furnace and didn't even smell like smoke. I've got a family, my dear friend, that seen fire come down from heaven and devour sacrifices. I've got a family, my dear friend, that have saw quail by the millions come and feed those in the wilderness. They saw angel food come down from heaven, and they ate angels' food. I've got relatives, my dear friend, that've seen blind eyes open, lame limbs healed, the dead raised. I've seen all of them. I have people that've seen so many things in my family. They got so many stories to tell. I've got family members that were with Jesus on the mount when he took two little fishes and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men plus the women. That was your kinfolks there. That was your family there. They were there when they saw that, and they went everywhere and told all about that. That was your family. Thank God that you're part of the family of God. But I've got a family that's gone through great trials. I've got a family, according to the Word of God, that have gone through different things. They've gone through drought. They've gone through disease. We've got family members that died during the Black Plague and malaria and all the other diseases that came along through all of history. We've got family members that were tortured and that went home by fire. Some went home through stoning. Some went through to heaven by sword, and some by knives, and some by bullets, and some even by wild beast. That's your family tree. When you look back at it and you think about all of your family through all the ages, my dear friend, you think about that. Some people, you know, there was a movie not long ago, a book and then a movie about roots, about tracing your lineage, and they advertise all the time on television now, Ancestry.com. Did you know that I can trace my lineage all the way back 6,000 years? Thank God I'm part of that family of the redeemed. We just read about one of them there a while ago. Abel offered a more perfect sacrifice. We can trace our lineage all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Oh, listen, you think about it. Through all the ages, you've had family members. Before you ever got here, I was born. I didn't have a grandmother or granddaddy or either one on either side. When I was born, never had a grandma, never had a granddaddy. They were already gone and in heaven when I was born. But my dear friend, I've got a lot more people that lived before I was born. That's part of my family. I can trace it all the way back, my dear friend. And here's the amazing thing. You say, Brother Billy, all of those people back there and all of those family members, I want to tell you one thing about them. Not one of them is dead. Not one of them is dead. I'm going to say that again. All of your family, all the blood washed, blood bought, saved, believing God family that you've ever had, not one of them's dead. You say, Brother Bill, I've heard you say that your little girl died. She died, but she ain't dead. Praise God. They were sold asunder, but they're not dead. Listen, they were stoned, but they're not dead. They died of plagues and disease and everything else like everybody else, but they're not dead. Every one of them's alive. They're all well. There's not one mark on their body. No cuts, lacerations, any of that. There's only one person in heaven that's got any kind of marks in his body that he took from this earth there, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's still got the prints in his hands and in his side. But my dear friend, we've got a family. Thank God, I'm glad I'm part of the family of God. My family wrote the Bible. My family translated the Bible in the languages of this world. My family printed Bibles by the millions. My family established major colleges, hospitals, schools all across this nation. They've gone into the densest jungles on this planet and carried the gospel light, and souls have been saved. And people that didn't even have a written language, that God gave them the ability to write them a language. My family discovered new worlds, established colonies, and prayed the whole time that God would give them grace and mercy. They've conquered frontiers. They've carried the gospel around the world. My family, that's your family, my family. My family, my dear friend, have fought in every war that's ever been for freedom. My family signed the Constitution of these United States. Many of my family, many of your family. Oh, you got people who did this, that, and the other. But you've got people that you didn't even know was your family. Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and will say they were all your brothers. I had some who served the army in the Civil War in a gray uniform and some who served in a blue, but they all wear white now on the other side. Thank God for that. Oh, listen, they were all so very different. They were all so very special. They were all so very unique, and there's not one like them. Not one person from all the way back to the Garden of Eden to now. There's never been another person that lived just like they lived, were just like they were, Every one of them was unique, just like everybody in this building is unique. But my dear friend, they were all so very special to him. He loved them, every one, and he died for every one of them. There's so many things about them that were different. There's so many different things about them. But my dear friend, listen, some lived in shanties. Some lived in thatched roofs. Some had nowhere to lay their head. Some lived in log homes. Some lived in brick homes. Some lived in ghettos. Some lived in apartments. Some lived in palaces. But my dear friend, every one of them, every one of them, every one of them now is living in a mansion, praise God. Hallelujah. And thank God, because of the blood, because of what he did. And they had so many things that were so different about them. Brother Barry, you ought to have been here just for hear Brother Barry at the funeral, and I know circumstances, but Brother Barry did a tremendous job and reminded us the most important thing is to be born again. But all of our family, I'm telling you, you're part of a big family. They're here now. They're around the world. They're all colors. And there are people who love God just like you do, and they love the Lord. But all the differences of all the people that we are in our family, there's so many things that are common. The first one is this. We all had dark past. Part of my family were robbers, drunkards. They were murderers. They were slaves and slave traders. They were prostitutes, drug addictors, that suffered from drug addiction. They were liars. They were adulterers. They were sinners. You say, Brother Billy, how do you know that's all in your family? It's in your family. Because the Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've got some who never had a prison record. I've got some who spent time in prison, all in my family tree. But all of them were sinners. Some of them who were mayors and governors and everything else who knew the Lord. They had the same past until they met the Lord Jesus Christ. And such were some of you before you met the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a wonderful family. They've all got a past, but like Brad said, thank God for the blood. And thank God for that statement. And such were some of you, but now you're washed. Thank God for that. All of my family, all of your family had a dark past. Oh, my dear friend of my family was convicted by the same Holy Ghost, drawn by the same Spirit, brought under conviction to salvation. They heard the same gospel, all of my family, red, yellow, black, and white, in the jungles or in the city, everywhere. Everyone that became part of my family by the birth of the new birth, every one of them heard the same gospel. Every one of them received the same Savior. Every one of them washed in the same blood. Every one of them placed in the same family. Every one of them have the supplies met by the same source. Every one of them have the same father. Every one of them have the same older brother, and that's his name is Jesus. Every one of them read the same Bible, prayed to the same God, walked in the same power of the same Holy Ghost, all had the same nature, and they're all going to the same place. I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. Are you glad you're part of the family of God? Turn over to the book of Revelation in chapter number 5. Oh, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Oh, you ought to just rejoice and thank God that you're part of that family. We have a wonderful family. Revelation chapter 5 and verse number 9. And they sung a new song. Who's they? That's our blood washed. That's us. That's the redeemed of all the ages. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou wast slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Boy, I've got a big family. But that's not where the story ends. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Thank God we've got a wonderful family. Thank God, my dear friend, that you're part of the family of God. Go back to the book of Hebrews, and where I was at in chapter number 11, I read that whole chapter to you. I'm glad I'm part of that family. I'm glad I'm part of that family. Has my family failed? Oh, yeah, just like your family's failed. Has our spiritual family failed? Yeah, that's why he said, you which are spiritual, restore such a one. That's why he said, forgive such a one. Because he knew that in family, you face all kind of problems. But my dear friend, this is our family. And so what? So what? So what we have such a great heritage? So what we've got such a wonderful group behind us? Notice what it said in verse 1 of chapter 12. Wherefore, Seeing we're all so compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Who's he talking about? He's talking about my family that's in heaven, way off up there. But not only my family in heaven, but down here too. All the family of God. He said, what should we do that we're such a wonderful, remember, such a wonderful family of God? He said this, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, he said, listen, children, you're part of the wonderful blood-bought, blood-washed, blood-sealed family. Your heritage is great. Oh, listen, you've had people in every occupation in the world. You've had kings in your family. You've had governors and presidents in your family. Oh, my dear friend, but we're all part of that wonderful family. And the family heritage that we have, it, and the witness of all those before us, challenges us not to quit now, not to get down now, not to throw in the towel now, but to keep on keeping on and to run with patience the race that's set before us and be faithful till Jesus comes. If he's to come today, I want him to find me faithful and living for God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Stand up. Brother Brad's going to come back and we're going to sing this song again. I want you to really sing it this time and listen to the words. I appreciate Matthew and all the graphics that he puts up before the services and the words for our friends at home and to look at, but maybe you'll remember the words now. But let's sing this song together. You'll remember it. Brad will help us. Sing it with me. This will be our song right now. Right now, I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. Amen. If you are, say amen. 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 Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now sing it like you're glad. Amen. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by us do again, Brad. Let's sing that verse one more time of the chorus, verse, whatever, verse and chorus. But this time, I want you to wave. I want you to wave at them on the other side and wave at everybody that's watching on the internet and wave to all your friends in here with a holy wave. Thank God. One of these days, children, we're going home. And you talking about what a family reunion? I remember when I was a boy growing up, we had some relatives live over here in Johnson County somewhere around 7. And I remember me and Mama come up here on the train one time. And we had over there, and I, boys remember a different thing. They had a wash tub that big, had two of them, and had it full of lemonade, had big old square blocks of ice floating around in that. I just went over and bobbed for lemonade. I mean, I just suck it up. And I tell you, I couldn't get over all the food and all the happiness. And boy, it was just a blessing. Those were poor days. We didn't have nothing. But boy, there was such a joy there. That's just a touch of what it's going to be like when we get on the other side. Amen. Let's sing it again. And this time you wave at them, will you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain. Get this now. Cleansed by his blood. Now I'm a joint heir with Jesus as I travel this on. Guess what? For I'm a part of the family of God. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Will you bow your heads for prayer? You'll have to forgive me. While I was waving, I thought I caught a glimpse of my daughter, Christy. Huh. Glad I could wave at her. We have a great cloud of witnesses. Let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Lay aside every sin, every weight that does so easily beset us. And let's just be faithful to Jesus now and shout it out until we're taken out. Amen. Heavenly Father, I don't know who's saved in this building and who's not. I don't know about our radio audience or the internet audience. But God, you do know those that are yours. You know your own children. And God, I know that you have a desire that not any should perish. I pray, God, the same gospel that I heard that they'll hear and understand. I pray the same Holy Ghost of God that convicted me of sin, righteousness, judgment would now convict them and draw them by your grace. And I pray, our Father, that by grace, that is the gift of God, that they would step out and receive Jesus Christ here in the building and at home. And while we're praying right now, if you're not part of that family, you're not part of that family. Oh, you can be part of the family today. But you must be born again. And the only way to do that is to turn from your sin and turn to the Savior and ask him to save you. Will you do that right now, dear Lord Jesus? I know I'm a sinner. Save me right now. Come in my heart. Forgive me of all my sin. I want to be part of your family. And God, I pray you'd help me. Lord, help me to love you and serve you, be faithful to you, and run with patience the race that's set before me. Lay aside every sin and the weight. And God, that I might run faithfully. God bless. I pray, Father, the Holy Ghost of God now will make that prayer real to somebody. And God, for all your children that are here in the building and in the internet audience, God, I pray their hearts been encouraged, that they have a wonderful heritage. We're part of something real big, and we're going to be part of something even bigger and better when we get to heaven. God bless now these our friends in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.